see. Matt Lass.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Giant Bombcast. It is Tuesday, September the 9th, 9908. That's a 9-year anniversary of the launch of the Dreamcast. So happy birthday, Dreamcast.
Happy birthday. Rest in peace.
You are 9 years old.
We should have gotten party hats.
Just with little swirls on them.
And the noise blower thingies. And
yeah, swirly shape. Balloons. I still have one of those old Dreamcast swirly pens.
Can you still have birthdays if you're dead?
Yeah.
I always felt it was kind of morbid to like, oh, he would have been 38 today.
Dreamcast would have been 9.
Well, you know, we take President's Day, and that's ostensibly to celebrate the birthday of, well, I guess now.
Dude, Dreamcast lives on in a cardboard box in my closet.
I guess that's true.
It's not hooked up anymore.
It didn't die. Mine still lives.
That's just creepy.
Mine's sitting in my kitchen.
Oh, even creepier.
Yeah.
Is it hooked up to something?
No. I had it hooked up to something, and then I put it back in the tub that all my Dreamcast stuff was in and disconnected it all, and now it's sitting in there waiting to go back out to the garage.
I want
to
know if there's like a gray market or an aftermarket thing for modding Dreamcasts for like better video. Like, remember how the 3DO, like, people would solder them, like, whatever they did, like SCART or RGB or whatever.
Well, there's already a
VGA box for that, so you could get that and then convert it to DVI and then to HDMI and plug it into a modern TV.
That's true.
Or probably just convert right to HDMI. I don't know. But, yeah, all that stuff's already built in, so as long as the games have VGA support, which some of them would not run properly, I guess.
Oh, what happens if you try and... I figured that it was just all games would run upscaled.
Apparently, there are some games that just don't work at all with it. That was my understanding. Is that the handful of games that didn't do VGA wouldn't spit out any video at all? I don't know. I didn't really mess around with the VGA box much at all.
There you go. Lots of useful fun facts about the Dreamcast.
It's white.
Happy birthday!
Except there was a black one, the Sega Sports Dreamcast, which I still have new in box. I have a black Dreamcast.
You bought that straight from Sega.
I did, when they were blowing out and trying to clear out all the stuff that they didn't need anymore.
Oh, man, the legendary Sega fire sale?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, on top floor of 650 Townsend.
Still can't find any of the CDXs I bought.
Oh.
I gave one of them away to someone I know.
Weren't those like $10 a piece?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would have paid double that for a CDX.
I still have like 5 sealed copies of Shenmue, like with they re-released it with like a soundtrack packed in or something dumb like that. I have like 4 or 5 of those.
Check
sealed. They're worthless.
Sealed stuff sells sometimes.
Because it's Shenmue, and it's a Dreamcast game.
Right. Everyone that ever wanted Shenmue has it.
I'd say it's worth about $6.80.
That's probably about what I paid for it. So
I think they were like $5 a pop or just something ridiculous for all those stacks and stacks. And this is still while Dreamcast was somewhat viable.
No.
It hadn't died. Well, they were still making them.
2001?
It was like 01.
Oh, well, yeah, I think it was 2001.
I don't know. They were selling like copies of Seaman and Alien Front Online, I think. So I think it was post.
If AFO is out there.
Yeah.
Dude, did the Dreamcast really have that short a run? Because it was September 99, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And they did
like less than 2 years.
Like last run of sports games were the 2K1 games, weren't they? Was there a 2K2 for
Dreamcast?
I think
they did the 2K2.
Wow, man. Did that thing really last?
I think that was the end for them.
Did the thing really only have 2 years in it? Like, if that?
Yeah, I think that's about it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It just feels like it had a longer lifespan.
9 years.
In my memory.
Happy birthday.
No, I mean, that thing launched dead.
Stillborn?
But I feel like
there were a lot of people. I mean, it was hard to tell at the time because everyone had a lot of hope for it and there were a lot of awesome Dreamcast games, but, like, Sony had already spent so much time and money marketing the hell out of the PlayStation 2 that there were already so many people waiting for that and not getting a Dreamcast.
But I also remember, like, the midnight launch and, you know, people lined up for that thing, for the Dreamcast.
It doesn't take that many people to line up for it to look like that.
But there seemed like there was some kind of spirit of excitement around that launch.
I think, I think there was, but not enough.
Not enough, clearly.
I mean, keep in mind that you were lining up in the city where Sega lives.
Hey, I didn't line up. Don't look at
me. Well,
also, this was North Carolina.
Oh, you were still back there.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That was a really long time ago. Dude.
So there you go. On the 9th anniversary of the launch of the Sega Dreamcast, go play some Dreamcast games.
Yeah.
Play some Soul Calibur.
Where were you 9 years ago today?
No.